To interview both of you. Were both of you here when this happened?
No, we were gone.
You were gone when it happened? Okay. What time did you get back?
Just now. Both of us.
All right. When I was over there talking and you guys came up. Okay.
I had heard about all my neighbors would call me.
Yeah, I took our kids to school.
Luckily, we left early.
7:10. So I didn't have time.
I left at 6 a.m., but, so we just missed everything.
Okay. Okay. And what are your names?
Wally, W-A-L-L-Y, and Lori, L-O-R-I.
Okay. And what is your phone number?
805.
Okay, so you left about 6 a.m. and you left at, you said 7:15? Okay. And then you knew about what happened because your neighbors had called you and said, hey, the police are here and someone got shot and all that stuff.
And she's in critical condition here?
I think so. That's what I've heard. But, you know, something like this, the rumors that fly about everything, you know, so. Yeah.
Stuff like that didn't happen here.
I know. Are you the only two who live here?
With our children.
Okay. And what are your children's names?
12.
Okay.
9. And
okay, and they were at school. All right, thank you very much.
I'm glad I went.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Full-blown shootout at the gate?
Yeah.
They said, I don't understand how the police could have got it. Shot out,
You know what? I don't know. There's been several different kind of rumors that have gone by, and I'm not sure.
My friend is Gary.
Okay.
Wife Robbie, she was home.
Okay.
She heard all the gunfire, police folks there. I know she heard it, but none of us, I'm sure they didn't see anything. Well, good luck.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.